What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth, here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. WORD, Blue Hills Literary Arts Festival, continues through the weekend, and there's poetry readings this afternoon. Dave Morrison is one of the poets, and I thought I'd share a little bit of his work with you this morning. This is Barn, Bridge, Boat. What's good about living in a small town for a number of years is that you get to see what lasts, what was built with love, what was crafted rather than assembled, what was needed, imagined, planned, then made to be a part of something bigger. Barn, bridge, boat, business, marriage. You can learn a lot by noticing what endures. If you look carefully, the care shows through. That was by poet Dave Morrison, whose reading is part of the WORD Festival in Blue Hill this afternoon. Poets will be at the Congregational Church starting at 4 p.m. Here's another poem by Morrison, Old Friends. We were feeling blue, work tired, and done with the rain. So we went to that store with the good coffee and cookies the size of a Viking shield. And we drove through the quiet straight roads, through the tunnel of ancient trees. And we talked of familiar things. And we were lifted, just enough that the rain and fog and fatigue were not only acceptable, but old friends, really. And we were filled with that sense that familiar things and simple pleasures would continue to save us. That was Old Friends by Dave Morrison from his book We Are Here and It Is Now. He and two other poets will be reading as part of the WORD Festival this afternoon at 4 p.m., followed by a conversation between Dr. Charlie Ralski of the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, talking with marine biologist and writer Dr. Ayana Elizabeth Johnson. Johnson's new book, What If We Get It Right?, wonders, what would the future look like if we forged ahead with all the solutions to actually address the climate crisis? WORD Festival has activities for kids and families and culminates in a dance performance Sunday afternoon. Come see how dance fits into a literary arts festival. We're all intrigued. You can see the whole schedule at wordfestival.org. In full disclosure, I'm on the committee that organizes the WORD Festival and a bit biased about the great lineup. WERU is the media sponsor and records some of the WORD Festival, so you might get to hear some in the future. Tis the season for scary stories. In Bangor, 10 Bucks Theater is offering a compilation of favorite spooky tales and poems. Check out 10buckstheater.org for more information on the days and times. In Surrey, on October 28th, you can watch spooky performances from 17 popular operas. John Curtis, who's a Surrey treasure, has curated a compilation of demons, masqueraders, mythic creatures, and bizarre characters belting out beautiful music. October 28th, Old Surrey Village School at 7 p.m. Have you got a costume? Do you want a book? You can trick-or-treat for books at the Southwest Harbor Public Library from 3 to 8 p.m. on October 30th. This event is for kids. In Blue Hill, the public library calls it Trick or Read, and costumed kiddos and teens can come on October 31st from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and choose a free book and ham it up for the photo booth. Also at Blue Hill Public Library, at 7 p.m. on Halloween, they're screening the 1931 classic supernatural thriller Dracula, starring Bela Lugosi, with a special soundtrack composed by Philip Glass. Keeping with the season, the Orono Bangor Readers Theater, I didn't even know this existed. Did you know this existed? Well, it does. And they're presenting Bangor native Stephen King's The Langoliers. They'll be reading aloud, and the text of the performance will be projected for the deaf and hearing impaired. That's happening Tuesday, October 29th, 5 p.m. at the Bangor Public Library. Looking ahead a bit, Poetry Open Mic happens November 2nd at Surrey Gatherings, 1 to 3 p.m. You've got time to whip a poem into shape to share. You can read someone else's poem, but maybe this is the deadline you need to finish one of your own and show it the light of day. More information on that at surreygatherings.org. Poetry Open Mic happens first Saturday of every month. Please remember, double-check the date and time before you go to any event. We'd hate for the Word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. The theme music for What's the Word on Main Street is provided by Ross Gallagher. He's a bassist who grew up in Blue Hill and currently lives between Bath, Maine and Brooklyn, New York, where he works with a wide variety of musical artists, including Paula Cole. Infinite Blues is a cut from his recently released CD entitled Neon Night, an excursion into an ambient electronic musical world. This has been Sarah Pebworth with The Word on Main Street.
Thank you.